You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us tonight on LA Radio, Empowered Communication Radio Show with Sue Wagner and Patricia Eltidge. My name is Sue Wagner, Pat Allen's daughter and director of the Dr. Pat Allen Want Institute. We are so fortunate tonight to have myself and Patricia Eltidge available to answer your relationship questions. The call-in number for the show will be 323-203-0815. When you call the number, Sam at the switchboard sees your number and will call you back to be connected to the show. Please make sure you pick up the call back and enter this number in your phone contact list to avoid going to spam. Before we take your questions, I want to tell you about our sponsor, the Want Institute. The Want Institute is currently provides facilitators that will educate you with techniques for how to begin, build, and maintain lasting, loving relationships. The facilitators will introduce you to basic communication skills using the techniques of Want training as developed by Dr. Pat Allen. If you want information regarding the Want Institute services, please call the office at 949-723-0338, or you can send me an email at info@drpatallen.com. info@drpatallen.com. I also want to advertise myself. I will be doing monthly drop-in ladies groups to help ladies do their online profiles, help them with the dating, and also help them navigate through the online dating and duty dating skills. So with that, I also have Patricia Eltidge available. Patricia, are you available here?
I'm here. Hello.
Okay. Again, we want callers tonight. Again, our number is 323-203-0815. When you call the show, Sam sees your number and he calls you back to be connected. So make sure you open up your line and take any call that comes back in and open up this number on your spam list so that the call is able to come through. So Patricia, tell us a little bit about what you work for the Want Institute and what services you do.
Oh, yes. Through the Want Institute, we offer, besides the what Sue has. Oh, somebody's on.
Hi. You're on the air with Sue and Patricia. Do you have a question for us?
No, I don't. I'm just listening. Thank you.
Oh, you called in.
Oh, thank you. Okay. Sorry about that.
Okay. Well, hopefully she'll get some good tips.
I think she wanted to log in, but she pressed the call number.
I see. Very good. Okay. Well, we offer all the services besides the groups and life scripts is a big one that I love doing with people because it digs deep into a person's how a person became who they are and all the way they grew up, the way they were programmed. So this is how we get to the programming that some of it no longer serves us. So now we have to develop new habits to override some of the negative programming so we can move forward in life. And yes. I also do dreams. My book is called The Dream Class, Know Your Dreams, Know Yourself, by me, Patricia Eltinge. And we do privates. And, you know, we have couples, straight or gay, by the way, and these tools that you learn through.
Oh, we have a caller.
Sorry. Apply to everybody.
Caller, you're on the air with Sue and Patricia. Do you have a question for us?
Yes. Hi, my name is Amy. I'm calling because I had a question about my ex-boyfriend.
Okay.
So I've been dating one guy for about 7 months and everything's going very well. But recently I got back in touch with my ex-boyfriend who I dated for about 5 years. And his children are very close to me. They still consider me sort of a mother figure. So yesterday I was at the beach with him and the kids. Nothing romantic happened. And he asked me to marry him. He was very serious about it. He said whenever I wanted, he wants to get married. And I don't know what to say, and I also don't know if I should tell my current boyfriend.
Oh, Patricia, do you want to take that one?
Well, you have you do you have a long-term commitment with the what you're calling the current boyfriend, or is he a lover?
That's a tough one. I mean, I guess
it's
not,
either
not
yes
real,
or
not
no.
really.
Okay,
yeah, so
if
I
you
guess
don't
it's a
have
no.
a long-term commitment with him, you are able to explore. You can explore this other person. If you have this other one as a lover, then he's a friend with benefits, or some people just refer to as a lover. And that's sometimes nice while you're seeking your long-term committed relationship or married husband. So I would say explore until you're in a committed relationship.
Let me ask her a question, my point. Which one do you see yourself with long term? The old one that asked you to marry, or the new one you're just getting to know? Which one
I think the new one, because the old one I kind of feel like, you know, I've already had that experience.
What makes him come back now after all this time? Is there a reason why he came back all this time? And when was the last time you really talked and were together? How long ago?
He came back because he started asking about me. And he said that one of the things he realized about me now.
Oh, you're cutting out. I think you dropped.
Maybe we need to turn off the background radio show. So you're just on
okay.
the phone with us.
But
yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, yes. But a lot of time, let me just interject here that when men sense that you're with someone else, they all start coming out of the woodwork. And that's what gives us choice. if the one that you, your current one that you like, but he's not a committed relationship, he's a lover, it might make him what we shit or get off the pot. Because there will be competition. So when they sense competition, it's like the Olympics. The best man will win.
So do I need to say something, though? I mean,
no,
when he asked
no.
me to marry him, I just, nothing?
Oh, to him. I thought you meant to the lover.
To That's either of
for
them.
You to no, they don't get to know about the other one. They energetically know about the other one. Energetically,
oh
they sense, they have a sense, they are intuitive, the way women are instinctive,
what?
Men are intuitive, they know all of a sudden they need to step up their game and compete. So I hope you have a
wow.
third one. Why don't you get a third one in the game? Because then they really start competing.
Yeah, I never knew that.
Remember when you have no boyfriend and then you get one boyfriend and then everybody wants you? It's that you're more, they sense that you're
desirable.
Know, that
you're desirable.
Yeah. That always happens. Well, it's your energy that you're giving out.
It's amazing because my ex did say he's never seen me so happy. You know, I look so great. What's my secret? He was
your
saying
secret
all
is
of that.
You're feeling adored. You're feeling wanted.
Oh, my goodness.
You're feeling desirable.
Wow.
And that desirability is showing. And then that makes you also lovable. They think you're more lovable. So we better act lovable.
Oh my goodness. Wow. So I'll just, well, I won't say anything, first of all, but I guess I'll try to find number three.
That's the way we do it.
Okay.
And again,
well, thank
I
you, ladies, so much.
I will remind people, because this is the crux of duty dating, people, and that's all in Dr. Pat Allen's book, Getting to I Do. She talks about that, and Sue works on that very concept in her groups.
Yeah, what I would say is, since the other guy asked to marry, shouldn't she kind of say, you know, I need some time, or rather than not saying anything?
You say something, say, I certainly will think about, oh, I really like to see how I feel about that. let me digest that, whatever your name is, John, let's say. I have to digest that.
That gives you some time, and he's not thinking of he rejected him. You gave him some answer.
Right.
You're getting a number three to really step up your game, girl.
Or number two starts to step it up.
Yeah, but I want a number three in there too. I want to add a number three. then the number one and two really step up their game. Well, one of them will want to win.
Yeah, Patricia will be on next week. Call back with an update.
Yes, I want to hear.
Okay. All right. Well, let me go look for
number three.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
On one and two. Okay. Thank you for calling us. Great question.
Okay. All right. Bye.
Bye.
Very good, huh?
So, you know, most of my ladies would love to get a number one, and let alone she's a lucky lady.
That's right. Well, that's good. Anyway, we have lots of programs. And like I said, these tools that we teach apply to everyone, no matter what your orientation is.
Uh-huh. It's about masculine and feminine energy. It doesn't matter what physical gender you are. It's the energy.
The tools work no matter who you are. So let's everybody get with it and learn how to really relate in a way that works.
Yeah. I wanted to give some up. Oh, we have another caller. Caller, you're on the air with Patricia and myself, Sue. Do you have a question for us?
Hi, ladies. Yes, I have a question. I have a question regarding the life script. I was fortunate enough to do my life script with Dr. Pat a few years ago. I do want to do it again, but more regarding like jobs and work. Is that like a different kind of questions that you guys will send, or how would that be?
Well, the focus will be different. How long ago did you do it?
With Dr. Pat, I think it was 2 years ago, but that was just the general.
That's general. Well, some of the questions are the same, but when I do the session, and I dig deeper, and I spend about an hour and a half at least with you, and I can really dig out what is holding you back and where the roadblocks are.
But you would be more specific about like the job and work.
Well, if that's your orientation, but I can find out through just your behavior and your patterning. But we'll talk about that. Call the office, get a hold of the office, and you'll contact us.
Yeah. Okay. You can email me or call the office, and I will send the information to Patricia, and she'll get a hold of you and work it out with you.
Okay. Sounds good. Thanks, ladies.
Yeah.
Very good. Thank you.
You know, these communication tools that we teach apply in all areas of our lives, in all of our relationships, not just our romantic relationships.
It works for work too, and within your family. The tools work, coworkers, family.
That's right. So they are communication skills that apply for everything. Now, the other thing I do, I was starting to say, is my dream work. And dream work is really the shortcut to your own subconscious mind. And that's getting in depth to how you really think and feel. And if you're interested in that, you can contact the office and we can get into your dream life too, to find out what you're really thinking and feeling.
And I also want to do a shout out that Dr. Allen's Getting to I Do book is now available in audio. You can purchase it on Amazon.com along with all of her other books. And Patricia's book is also available on Amazon.com as well. So with that information, the call-in number is 323-203-0815. We'd love to have your questions and answer on live on the air. And if you can't call in live, we're more than happy. You can email me a question and we'll answer it on the air, and you can listen to the answer on our archives after the show. So, Patricia, I think you said you had a caller that
I have a write-in, yes, an email. This person says that her husband makes her the brunt of his jokes and makes fun of her in front of other people. And when she gets upset, he just says she's too sensitive. And
I hear that a lot.
You hear that. So you know what we say. We say you have every right to do that. However, it doesn't make me feel good. And I want to add, just so you would tell them also, just so you know that everything you say and do either turns me on or turns me off. So it's really up to you how I will feel towards you. So what do you want to do about it? Are you willing to stop using me as the butt of your jokes? That is the complete transactional analysis, androgynous semantic realignment answer for whoever, if she's listening.
Yes. And if that is too much of a mouthful, Dr. Allen just has the people signal, ouch, that doesn't feel good.
The simple version, but I'm telling the men listening out there.
Yeah, you're telling
I want to tell, Sue, I want to tell the men listening out there, because we do have men clients and they listen. And I want every man to know that everything you men say and do is going to affect how your lady feels. And it will either turn her on or turn her off. We only have on off switches. So keep that in mind when you are talking to your ladies.
And as Dr. Allen states in her books, women fall in love with their ears. So whatever you say, we take in that data and we either fall in love with you or we don't feel good about you. So when you say mean remarks or you do things that hurt our feelings, we take in that data and it does turn us off.
Right. So there we know that. So that's why we say these tools apply to everyone. And there's one of Dr. Pat's books that she did with a colleague is called the one she did with. The Truth About Men Will Set You Free. That's an interesting book with Dr. Pat did with her colleague, Don Schmanke. And that's an interesting perspective for the men for women and men to understand.
Yes, it has a lot of the information from a man's point of view. So women, mm-hmm. What men are thinking in relationships and how they operate and see mm-hmm. and how they date women. So it's kind of like two-sided, Dr. Allen goes through. So that is a good.
So, right.
So, love to get some questions. 323-203-0815. So with that, a lot of people have been asking about Dr. Allen. She is still available, live and kicking. She's just not available to do the radio shows. And she does have her online Zoom groups, but they're closed to new people because the current ladies keep continuing. So the spots never become opening. That's why where I am taking over. And I am offering ladies groups Zoom, via Zoom. And there are various times every month. And I'm offering them for a $10 donation. And I get about 10 ladies. And each lady gets to work with me about 5 to 7 minutes to help them navigate in the dating world of online dating, duty dating, and how to change your behavior to stay feminine to attract a masculine man. It takes 6 to 8 weeks to change a behavior once you're aware of it. And I help you be aware of it and help you process to continuously stay in it so it becomes a habit. So that's what I do with the Wand Institute. And Patricia does the life scripts. She does the couple's contract items and she does her dream interpretation. So we have different and private.
And men and men, too. I do have several men who call me from different parts of the country. So and people are calling from outside the country. So this show is able to be heard internationally. So we've been able to help people throughout the world.
We've been doing, Dr. Allen started this show, I believe, in 2017, weekly. We used to do it 2 hours. We cut back to 1 hour. And with that, we're here to help people if, you know, get their questions answered rather than have a full session. Mm-hmm. So with that, anything else you want to share with the audience?
Yes, I'd like to share another one of Dr. Pat's books for those getting, again, the main book is Getting to I Do, where all the tools, it's people refer to it as their relationship communication Bible, but there is another one of her books that people who like more the esoteric side of things called It's a Man's World and a Woman's Universe. And that one has references in poetry, literature, mythology. And a lot of people like that who are interested in that type of thing. And really, really a nice, nice book.
Yes. The It's a Man's World and a Woman's Universe. Great, great book. And that was something I was going to say.
I think we had, there we go.
Your There's call has our, been.
Oh dear.
I think, are they joined and left? I'm not sure. Okay.
Something happens. Sometimes technology isn't always perfect, but yeah. We manage here the best we can. I think they're probably trying back. So it's summertime now. Today is the winter solstice, the summer solstice, people. And we're having a full moon tomorrow. And what's interesting about the full moon and relationships and communication happens to be, I don't know about you, Sue, but my lines get very busy during the full moon because I'll tell you why. People get a little wonky, and they even say this, and you ask the police station, and they all know that people get a little extra, whatever's going on is exacerbated during the full moon. And when there are communication issues, and by the way, we all know the tides are ruled by the moon, and women have more water in their bodies than men do. So sometimes the women can just fly off the wall and people go a little crazy, and we just want to pay attention to that. That's happens to be a real phenomenon, and I witness it in my practice too.
Yeah, yes, that's true. It is start of summer, and a lot of people are out there trying to date summertime. Everybody wants to get active with dating, and that's why we have this show going on. And
keep everybody grounded with their communication during the full moon as well.
Yeah, it's always a cycle. When you're always telling me, you know, there's always chaos at certain cycles.
There is. It's just facts. I've just taken the actual phenomenon. So I think we had one that we were supposed to call back, right, Sue?
Somebody. Oh, here she is. Caller, you're on the air with Patricia and Sue. Do you have a question?
Yeah. How's it going, ladies?
Just fine, thanks. What can we help you with?
My question is, I'm dating a new man who is like a super gentleman. He opens the door, holds my hand.
What a concept. We love it.
Right? So my only thing is, I'm wondering how long is an appropriate time to be, establish a relationship.
You mean a sexual relationship?
Sure.
Sexual, or just say we're in a relationship? Well, what's Sue? Go ahead. There's no specific time, but there is a protocol.
I wasn't paying attention.
Okay, I'll tell you then.
I'm reading that thing on
the side. The time is when has he asked you for sex yet?
No, he doesn't even, we don't even make out. He just gives me a kiss on the cheek.
Then there's nothing to say or do until he asks for more.
Okay.
He sounds like a real gentleman so far. He's wanting to get to know you instead of just sticking his penis in your vagina.
Right.
So this sounds like a gentleman who wants to know you.
So that's my next question is, over the weekend, I met his parents and his family, and they said I'm the only girl he's ever brought to like meet them.
And so the main thing, my advice to you is mainly just to watch your mouth and respect him, respect his ideas, his thinking, his opinions, and not interject your opinions and ideas and thoughts. So if you want your feelings cherished, it sounds to me like you're looking for him to be in the masculine position and the yang position, and you be in the yin feminine position. So far you've described that. So that is the position where you listen and then you see how he cherishes your feelings. Well, so far it looks like he's practicing cherishing your feelings.
Definitely.
Then you know what you need to do? You need to show him appreciation when he does nice things for you. They
just
love
like
to be appreciated.
Me, right?
Not even thanking him. They're opening the door. Well, thank you. The littlest little pats on the back when they're nice to you.
Okay.
Like, gee, thank you. Oh, you're so sweet. I love how I feel. I love how you make me feel. You make me feel so good.
Okay. Just the positive reassurances.
Yes.
Okay.
So that they keep doing it. It's like giving a dog treats. So they keep doing sit and stay, you know?
Remember, feminine energy is patient, passive, vulnerable, and available. You sit back and let him chase you, even, and he's dating you his way. We don't do things to hurry him up, and we don't do things to try and get him to do more, better, or different.
You follow his lead. He's the leader of this dance.
All right. I like that.
Yes.
Any other advice you guys have for this situation?
I think you had called me earlier about another guy that's circling around now that he's not chasing.
Oh, yeah. There's another guy circling back around since I'm not as available now.
This is like our first caller. I'm telling you, they come out of the woodwork when you start having more men around you. Then it really becomes a race. Who's going to perform the best to get you?
And because I'm technically not in a relationship or monogamous, it's fair game.
You better believe it.
Yeah, it is, but let's don't go and start getting the guys against each other. We don't go and say, well, I'm going with this guy and da-da-da.
No, you only don't talk about one or the other. No.
Only if they ask. We don't try to make them jealous.
You don't have to tell that either one of them that you're dating anybody.
Yes.
That's the feminine mystique. The less said, the better.
Yes.
They know energetically, okay?
Thank
but I like
so
the
much.
Sound of this new one.
Yeah, me too. All right, thank
Call
you
us.
So much, ladies.
Hope to hear from you with follow-up.
Will do.
Okay.
Speaking Doing of which, great. Thank you, caller. We had some past people that were calling that if they're out there listening, please call us and give us an update so we can track your progress and see how it's going.
Mm-hmm.
We had ladies, I think, that were engaged and one that I, one that.
We'll see. Yeah.
They kind of went kind of interested in hearing what's going on. Yeah,
that's right.
Oh, did we finish your question that you had that you had written in, or do you have another one?
Yeah, we did. And I was able to address the men listening too, because men need to hear this. Men needed to hear that everything they say and do affects us, either positive or negative, meaning it either turns us on or turns us off. We don't have anything in the middle. We're either turned on or turned off.
Okay, I'm going to ask you what I hear a lot in my group, and I'll just get the feedback for you. a lot of the group ladies, they do the online dating, and because maybe the way they're doing it or they're operating in their masculine, it's becoming so much work that they don't want to do it anymore, which is fine. Prince Charming isn't coming knocking at the door. What would you say to ladies who continuously say, I'm burned out from online dating, I don't want to do it anymore?
I do get this on a regular basis.
I get it too, but I want you to answer.
I say, take a break. It's okay to take a break. That they do get burned out. So, and I also say, take a break, a little break, go out with your girlfriends or hang out and entertain yourself in some way, whether it's sports or dancing or movies, whatever it is, then go back on a different site, start up a different one next time you, and start fresh somewhere else. And this recently I had somebody who said that was really the right thing to do because all of a sudden they had new energy into it and it was a different feeling.
Yes. Yes, that's true. And also, what about the ones that continuously there's, you know, they go out, you know, 10, 15 guys a week, but there's never one with the so-called chemistry, even though they have very similar interests and they're very compatible. These ladies don't have that chemistry.
Right. Well, we're always talking about people's pickers being broken.
I know.
Too.
So chemistry usually is the person that's unavailable causes them to get the dopamine high, which causes the chemical.
That's why we send them to get a life script done so we can get to the bottom of why they are picking people who are unavailable. And that all comes out in the wash when we start unraveling the way you were put together. So it's really beneficial to see how you are setting your own self up for failure.
Yes, because the chemistry that you call the it's actually
negative chemistry.
Familiarity. It's familiar from your childhood or somewhere where you pick unavailable, you know, bad boys or boys that are non-committable, and that's who you're drawn to. And we have to change that to the better men. And it takes
and to help you solidify what you really want out of life, not just that guy's cute. Oh, I like the cute guys, or I just but what do you want out of life? Are you wanting to be married or partnered in some way? Are you looking to have a family? Are you older than having a family already, which some of the ladies listening are, and they've had a family and they're looking to be repartnered? You have to determine what you want out of your life. So that is going to help you say, oh, well, that guy is not going to fit into that dream of mine. If you wanted to play the field just to go out and have fun, then don't delude yourself thinking, oh, I'm wanting to be partnered, when your behavior is different. That's called cognitive dissonance. When your behavior doesn't match your actions, your actions don't match what you say you want.
Yes. And, also, it's Dr. Allen also calls it blemished, where I can't possibly go out with him. He wears white socks, like you said.
Or he wears a baseball hat. Tell me they want to go out with somebody who wore baseball hats.
Don't go out with just the looks, because his personality could be the chemistry that you want. So you have to go out, and Dr. Allen wants you to go out 2 to 3 times to see if you can build the chemistry by being around that person. So, and then after the 2 or 3 times, if you don't have that special chemistry, you can let them down with Patricia's golden parachute. Thank you so much for asking me out again, but I don't have that special chemistry that says that we're a fit and I don't want to lead you on. So I wish you well. That's letting him know that, you know, no hurt feelings both way, no rejection, leading him on.
And that's being authentic.
Being authentic. And a lot of women go, well, I don't know what to say, so I said I'd go out on a date, but I really don't want to. But that's not your true self, and we wouldn't want that done to you either. So we try to negotiate as best rationally, effectively. That's what we teach here at the WAN Institute, how to speak rationally, not emotionally, and to communicate and negotiate. Negotiate is a big one. I have too many women that want the other person to mind read. And I've not known too many people that do very well with mind reading.
So. And there isn't a perfect person yet on the planet. And so we hopefully, when we meet somebody who's close enough to our criteria, we can mold them, they help mold us too. We can mold each other to fit. And when you meet somebody, it doesn't mean if you don't like baseball hats and they scare you, some people are afraid of clowns. I'm just saying a baseball hat can be removed. It's not the end of the world.
So, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And the other things about Sue was mentioning blemishing when, he does this or he does that. Well, behaviors can be modified. And that's when, if you decide you have enough chemistry, that you would say that certain things don't bother you. And we teach you how to say it, like, you have a right to do that. However, when you do that, I feel this way. So maybe you wouldn't do that around me, but not to be so picky with people, because everybody was raised in different circumstances and different parts of the country, and people have different habits or different ways of speaking, different ways of dressing. Let's try to learn to accept this person that we're dating enough to see if they could be our mate. Maybe they would be a great provider, and they can mold into being the person of your dreams. Because we don't want to eliminate. Dr. Pat had a great statement years ago. She said, don't eliminate. Let's mutate. Mutate, don't eliminate. Let's see if it could work. See, by molding the situation, mutating if this could work. Don't eliminate it right off the bat for something small.
Yes. So
I think we do have one calling any second. I just
got
a note that they just texted in. I'm calling, so let's see if she's going to be calling any second. You want to say the number again, or the Want Institute contact? How about that?
The number to call us is 323-203-0815. So call her if you're listening. And if you want information on our services, you can reach me at the office at info@drpatallen.com or 949-723-0338. And also on our website, www.drpatallen, we have a free access on Dr. Allen's teachings of chemistry, compatibility, and communication, in which Dr. Allen is teaching all of her communication tools. It's about an hour-long video. And we have it available for free. It's under a free access tab. So please check that out. It's very valuable information to get you started with communication with the Dr. Allen tools. So with that, that's all the information I have to advertise for us at this time. We will be sending out a newsletter next week. Hopefully.
Oh, good.
To be added. If not, you can always contact me and I will send you a newsletter myself, and then we'll put you on the newsletter. It's got all the new services that we will be having going on in the next couple months. Other than, we've advertised everything, the ladies groups, Patricia does life scripts, dream interpretation, couples counseling, and private. Oh, we have a caller here. Caller, you're on the air with Sue and Patricia. Do you have a question?
I don't have a question for you, ladies.
Okay.
I do have an update. So let's see. I've been doing your guys' process for almost a year now. I think I started the coaching group you guys do like last July, maybe.
Wonderful. And what's our update?
Yeah. So the update is I had 3 men and then narrowed it down to 2 really good ones. And I recently just accepted a promise ring from
one of them who's so amazing, and he said he's saving to buy an engagement ring and will propose by the end of summer.
Bless you. Yay. Okay. There's a girl who followed the program. Love hearing this. Yeah. Beautiful.
So it works, and he's amazing. He always says, like, you have boundaries and you have standards and you know what you want, because he was asking me to move in with him. And at the time I said, no, I really appreciate your offer. Like, you know, I'd love to see you all the time. I'd love to live with you, but I would need a promise ring or an engagement ring. And he had thought about it later and was like, I really love that you have that standard, because I said, I don't just want to be your live-in girlfriend. And he's like, I love that you didn't just want to be a live-in girlfriend, that you have a higher standard for yourself and that's what you want. And he's like, and that's what I want to give you.
This is where I want to interject. You stay on, but I wanted to let people know out there that Dr. Pat always stated, men don't marry vaginas. They ultimately marry virtue. So there you just demonstrated that.
Yeah. And him and I were dating, let's see, until I asked for the promise ring before we had sex, and we had been dating for 5 months before
that. And he waited for you. He didn't push you, right? He didn't push you.
No, he didn't. I mean, he would try now and then, but he would never like force it or be really, he would just be like, oh, will you give up your boundary or your standard? And I wouldn't do it.
But I want people out there to hear that it was you who had the discipline, and you risk. A lot of women said, oh, if I don't have sex with him, I'll lose him. But you believed in the process and you got what you wanted because you trusted the process and you worked the program and you had the discipline, the self-discipline. So I commend you for that.
Well, and I was scared too. I thought, oh, guys my age, they're not going to wait. They want to have sex by the third date, whatever it is, because we're not spring chickens. We're in our late 30s. We're almost 40. So it was like, I thought, oh, guys, they're not going to wait. But they do if you have that standard. And if they don't, then you obviously know what they're there for, because if they're not willing to wait and learn more about you before they get that, you know, what's the point?
That's terrific to hear. And I love that I want other people to hear this and really come back to us and tell us your story, when your success stories, or stick with us. I also want you to stick around and stay with us, because you need Dr. Pat's, another one of her books was called Staying Married and Loving It. So once you get what you want, you have to stick with the program of communication skills to be able to keep what you got. Because a lot of people fall back into old patterns. So communication, now you're at the place, dear, where you want to continue practicing your communication skills and your boundaries, your personal boundaries. Now it's more than just sex. It's like, where are we going to live? Now I want to hopefully one day do the life script, not the life scripts, the relationship agreements with you guys. And that is the time, space, money, and play negotiations, so that you can get along living together. Now, when do you think you'll start living together? Do you want to wait till you're engaged?
Side note, I love this and Loving It book. So for anyone that hasn't read it, it was amazing. And I don't know, I guess maybe I would start planning to move in with him once I got the official engagement ring, then I would be comfortable.
Okay. Well, I like that you have learned to relate to the fact that when you're comfortable, it's all about your comfort level. So you're really getting it. I commend you for that.
My comfort level, yes. He's very good at making sure that I'm comfortable. So that's how I knew he was the better one of the ones that I was together with, because he cared more about me and my comfort than himself.
Well, that's the ones we do want to be with, the ones who put us, our feelings before their own. That's a great choice.
Yes. I love it. I love it. So when I get that ring and we're negotiating more things or in between there, I'll definitely be in touch with you ladies so you can help me in the process.
Okay.
Beautiful, beautiful. Love hearing from you and stay close.
Of course. Yeah. Sounds good. Thanks so much, ladies.
Thank you. Yeah. We have about 5 more minutes for the show. Hopefully we can get a couple more callers. 323-203-0815. Next week, we're going to have Patricia and Andy on the air. Andy Shaw is a former student. A lot of the listeners have asked for him to come back. So he's available the last Thursday of the month to give a man's perspective. So hopefully if you want a question answered by Andy, you call in next week. Or the last Thursday of every month. And we will not be available on Thursday, July 4th. It's a holiday for the U.S., so we will not be a live recording on July 4th.
But there will be a archived recording. Yeah. You will be able to access the show, yes.
So if you call in and nobody answers, you'll know why.
But we'll be back.
There'll be something on, but it will not be taking live calls because some people are not, 4th of July is not a holiday for them, so they do call in. So I just want to let everybody know that. So
great.
With that, I guess, do you have anything else you want to share before we end the show, Patricia?
Well, I think we ended on a great call. I'm really happy when I hear a success like that, and I look forward to the engagement next. And in the meantime, we want to be able to keep our commitments with each other, any kind of a commitment. And that is anything you say and you say you're going to do, that's a commitment. And if you don't keep your commitments, the only way you know you love yourself or anybody else is by the commitments you're willing to make and keep.
Thank you, everybody. And we'll see you back next week. And you can also call, you can always email me with your questions and we'll read them on the air. Thank you for joining us and we'll see you next week. Thank you. Goodbye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.